It was a night like any other, unremarkable and plain. They found themselves with nowhere to stay, so they took shelter in a stable full of dirt and noise. The fresh smell of hay lingered in the air as Mary's cries of pain turned into tears of joy. Joseph kept busy by fetching water and finding swaddling cloths to care for his new son. It is a most unremarkable story. It wouldn't even make the back page of the New York Times. Here he was, the Son of God, and no one except for a few lousy shepherds even noticed his arrival. He should have been born with trumpets blasting, yet he was born to the braying of a donkey. He should have been born in a palace, yet he slept among the animals. He should have been welcomed into a world that was thriving and at peace, yet he was born into the darkness of a broken and hurting world. He slipped quietly into humanity without any fanfare or accolades, just like any other baby born that night. Well, Christmas is a time of traditions, and one of my family's traditions is to read Luke's version of Christ's birth every year on Christmas morning. Now, of course, we must read it from the King James Version, because as my great-grandfather used to say, if it was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for us. Now, a faithful man, my grandfather was, but a biblical scholar he was not. So after reading this story of Jesus' birth year after year, well, I hate to say, but it's almost started to get boring. Yeah, Quirinius was governor of Syria, blah, 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 Joseph and Mary, Jesus in the manger, shepherds, angels, etc., we get it. I've heard the story of Christ's birth time and time again, and perhaps it's become a bit stale, a tad unremarkable. And so this year, as I read the story again, almost reciting it to myself as I flipped through the pages of my Bible, I started to feel a bit guilty that this story was no longer surprising. It had lost its intrigue. How could I not see the story as anything but amazing? And how could I preach on this story if it wasn't even feeling moved by it? Then it dawned on me. Maybe the fact that this story is so unremarkable is the exact reason that it is indeed remarkable. Maybe the fact that God entered into our humanity without any notice is the very thing we should take notice of. God's story is our story, and often our story is plain or bland or even difficult or painful or tragic. The stories of our lives are not typically noteworthy or extraordinary. We are not greeted with trumpets or fanfare. Our lives are rather lived in between the fields and the manger, the hilltops and the valleys. And yet our God saw fit to enter into that very same humanity, to live with us and love us right where we are, to experience the mundane things in life as well as the painful and tragic, to know heartbreak and joy and anxiety and wonder and stress and excitement, to become one of us. The story of his birth is unremarkable, yes, yet it is a story of unimaginable love and grace. It's a story of Emmanuel, God with us, God for us, God in us and around us, above and below and everywhere in between. So maybe this year I'll break from tradition. Maybe instead of reading the story of Jesus' birth from the Gospel of Luke, according to King James, maybe I'll read it from John's Gospel, according to the Message version, because it just might be the perfect addition to this unremarkable, yet remarkable story that we tell every year. So hear now the words of John, according to the Message version. The Word was first, the Word present to God, God present to the Word. The Word was God, in readiness for God from day one. Everything was created through him, Nothing, not one thing, came into being without him. What came into existence was life, and the life was light to live by. The life light blazed out of the darkness, and the darkness couldn't put it out. The life light was the real thing. He was in the world was there through him, and yet the world didn't even notice. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, generous inside and out, true from start to finish. God's light and love have moved into the neighborhood, and we no longer walk alone in the darkness. The light of Christ has shined, and the darkness cannot overcome it. How wonderful, how beautiful, how remarkable. Amen.